morning. My name is Michael McCusker. Today, May 8th, 2025, is the 80th anniversary of the end of the European half of the worst war of humanity's self-inflicted speciesside of itself so far, which was fought ultimately to frustrate Nazi fascist domination of the human world, which it inflamed for 6 years. The other half of the same war, on the opposite side of the global Turanian sphere, lasted another 3 months against Japanese worldly ambitions in tandem with the Nazis, and ended with the brand new human horror of nuclear atomization, which any time now might terminate our species' earthly existence in this brand new millennium, only a quarter century old by human counting. This upcoming Saturday, May 10th, would be the 85th birthday of the late Arthur Honeyman. He was born in 1940. He died in 2008. Today's program is a smorgasbord smattering of stuff he wrote about life as a spastic, actually laboriously dictated to willing scribes. His Spastic Power and Irrational Feeling by Arthur Honeyman. They no longer throw people like me over a cliff. I should probably find that example of historical progression comforting, but I think it is threatening instead. I am a spastic. I was born with cerebral palsy. I am a freak. My body shakes like four winds tearing at it from all points of the compass. My speech is tortured, almost to being incomprehensible. I drool and vomit almost uncontrollably. I cannot even write without laboriously dictating to someone. I also cannot eat unless someone feeds me. To go to the bathroom, someone has to take me, put me on the toilet, and wait until I am finished. I have to be undressed for bed and dressed the next day for work and school. I have to be cared for like a six-month-old baby. But my mind is free. I am a scholar, a poet, and teacher. I have campaigned twice for the Oregon State Legislature, and I have traveled alone or accompanied by friends throughout the United States. I am a freak, and sometimes an embarrassment to others, but not to myself. Living within this shaking body, however fettered it may seem, is to me the most natural way of living, because it is the only life I have known. I do not exist because of society's benevolence. I am not a charity case, dependent upon a historical moment of benevolent distraction by the larger society. And I am not alone. Within the greater Portland area, there are some 70,000 persons officially classified as physically handicapped. These people are the chronic cripples, such as myself, born with cerebral palsy or other malfunctioning or missing parts. They are aged, whose once strong mobile bodies have withered and decayed to an almost functional paralysis. They are the deaf and blind. They are the victims of accidents and wars, many especially from the profusion of landmines and booby traps used in the war in Southeast Asia, which rendered an unbearable proportion of young men without arms or legs, not to mention the great number who lost their sexual organs. These are the physically handicapped. There are many thousands of us, but somehow we remain functionally and politically invisible. Let's face it, the problem of cripples is not a priority. It is not even a priority to cripples themselves. Cripples are doing all right these days. They are not being thrown off cliffs. My analysis of the political situation of cripples in Portland and in all major cities starts with the notion that people do not want to talk about it, nor want to do anything about it. And when they do something, they want to do it quickly, to get it over with, rather than follow it up with new ideas and new forms of action. Because mobility and easy access to most parts of the city is virtually impossible, urban life for the physically handicapped is almost a nightmare. More than just physically forbidding, it is psychologically debilitating. The term physically handicapped is itself a psychological handicap. It implies that we are just a medical problem with which the larger society has to contend. It makes us feel as if we are not responsible for ourselves, but are totally dependent for our survival. Yet the fact that there are so many thousands of us in just this metropolitan Portland area alone could be of considerable significance. Together, we could have forcible impact on decisions, or the lack of them, that determine our lives. We are potentially visible. Cripples themselves are reluctant to act because they do not realize what positive things action can do. They feel only the negative aspects. They feel they will lose money from the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation or financial and moral support from charitable organizations and friends. Cripples have been taught from early childhood to be grateful for what they have and to smile bravely in spite of the hardships, or they are indeed surviving in a benevolent society. Admittedly, cripples have never had it so good, and for me personally, living in Portland has proved to be a virtual paradise. Where else could a spastic run for political office, initiate a city task force to study the problems of the physically handicapped, take active part in the anti-war movement, or demand to see the mayor on his own terms? What other city has not only raised the issue, but given its facilities for cripples to publish their own questions and demands? I have established a reputation in Portland that I feel I could not establish anywhere else in the world, but it is not enough to learn to accept my condition as a cripple in society, nor is it enough to learn to teach society to accept me. Given the expectations and dependencies with which I was raised, it takes a lot of gall to write something like this, which does not show a humble and grateful cripple. As far as I know, I am the only one who writes about cripples from a political viewpoint. It has been my experience that even so-called political radicals, the champions of the underdog, quote unquote, do not write about cripples. Political liberals write about what is being done for cripples, but not about what is not being done. Cripples not only do not write, but they don't think I should write. The boat should not be rocked, especially by a spastic. Part of the problem is that some cripples go inside themselves to find inner religious sources of comfort, thereby ignoring the terrible realities and problems they confront. Having found that solution, they are only perpetuating the problems they so greatly fear. I am called a cynic because I challenge the spiritual call in order to find and take political action. A spiritualist does not disturb the existing order of things. A spiritualist accepts. Acceptance is what makes people happy. I am more interested in survival. A woman told me years ago that I would be better off dead. The statement itself almost scared me to death, but it taught me a valuable lesson. From then on, survival has been my primary interest. Survival depends upon a multitude of factors. Foremost among them is the realization that cripples like myself cannot allow our survival to be wholly dependent upon the good graces of society. We must understand that we are a social and political force and have the power to determine our own lives. We must also make society realize that we are citizens also, that we have as much a vested interest as anyone in the political processes that determine the planning of our cities and the forms of our government. If society continues to see us with blind eyes, if society continues to regard us as a problem instead of an integral part of that society, then I predict that politically the cripple has no hope for survival, especially when it comes to the question of emergency life or death conditions, which could occur in times of political chaos or intensified fear. Under such conditions, cripples will be more than a social inconvenience. They will be an expendable danger to society and mercifully killed again. And that was by Arthur Honeyman. And now, a poem by Arthur. Spastic Power. Stare at a spastic. Watch me shake. What's so different about me? What are you looking at? Be kind to a spastic. Coordinate with a spastic. Vote for Arthur Honeyman II. Joy, a spastic loves you. Spastic power is an ego trip. I'm just fooling you. I'm not a spastic. Nail a spastic to a cross. Spastic power says, steady now. Spastic power questions. Spastic power probes. Does it hurt? Go steady with a spastic. Catch a falling spastic and put it in your pocket. A spastic is a mini-splendored thing. A spastic is a kaleidoscope. Commit suicide with a spastic. Spastic power is radical. Spastic power shakes. Now, spastic, don't be drastic. I'm all shook up. Spastic power. Drool with a spastic. Spastic power shocks. Scare a spastic. Smoke a joint with a spastic. Get drunk with a spastic. A spastic is a moving target. Adopt a spastic. Have you been raped by a spastic? Are you threatened by a spastic? Spastic like me, the once and future spastic. All quiet on the spastic front. The spastic also rises. Spastic in Berkeley. The spastic writes poetry. You don't want a politician in the legislature. You want a spastic, don't you? A spastic in King Arthur's court. Be spastocentric. A spastic looks at society and waits for Godot. A profound spastic. A spastic's mask does not hide his body, just his soul. Spastic power. Tragedy or comedy. The worldly spastic. Put a spastic in the legislature. A spastic in every House of Representatives. A spastic in every lobby. Spastic power is for democracy. How about you? Shake a leg. Vote for a spastic. Shake a hand. Shake a spastic's hand. I'll bet I can't hold still. I'll bet I can hold still. Take a spastic to lunch. Spastic power is flower power in disguise. Rise and unite, spastics of the world. Twist and shout for spastic power. Stutter for a spastic. Spastic is a layman's term for cerebral palsy. Good news, a spastic accepts you, a spastic, a likely story. Stop a cop with a spastic. Smile at a spastic. A spastic smiles at you. Use a spastic for a television antenna. Spastic power through the looking glass is spelled re-wop sit saps. A spastic in Wonderland. A wonder in spastic land. Beautiful, beautiful spastic. Educate a spastic. Educate a spastic. A spastic educates you. Spasticity is elasticity. Spasticity is erudition. Spastic power is sedition. Cut loose with a spastic. Spastics, goddamn them anyhow. Do you have the guts to wear this button? Spastic power. Become a spastic, not a shaker. A spastic mind wanders in devious ways. A spastic is a deviant. Maybe your spastic son could grow up to be a football player. Maybe your spastic son could grow up to be a legislator. What if God were a spastic? I'll bet you don't have a cart. Drop a roll weight with a spastic. Go down the tube with a spastic. Take a spastic down the fire tube. Who's your favorite spastic? Stand on your head with a spastic. Feed a spastic. And they shook slowly into the sunset. Wipe your feet on a spastic, but don't step on his toes. Spastic power is not reasonable. It's feeling, but then so is love. I is hung up on spastic power. Put 100 spastics in key positions throughout the streets, and there would be a whole city of paralyzed traffic shaking the foundations. Why not grab a spastic and use him as a machine gunner? Stop war. Draft spastics. Freak out the enemy. Spastic power is neat. Put a spastic in sneakers. Put yourself in spastic shoes and then dance. Spastic power because wipe out prejudice. Vote for a spastic. Have you seen a spastic kitty cat? I have. A spastic is not an epileptic, but he wishes he were. Shake, rattle, and roll. Shake the foundations with spastic power. Don't just stop at shakies. Go all the way with spastic power. Spaz zaps. Spaz means spastic power. Spastic power against ZZZZ. U.S. means Uncle Spaz. U.S. wants you. Confront a spastic. Dance with a spastic. I'm not a spastic. I am choreoathetoid. I'm not a man. I'm a spastic. How often do you shake? Spastic power is a learning process. Spastic power is a loving process. Spastic power is against boxes. Spastic power is against institutions. Spastic power is for black power. Be a clown with a spastic. Rub noses with a spastic. Take a spastic to your country club. Spastic power is serious, but not too serious. Spastic power is a joke, but not too funny. Spastic power confronts you. Spastic power uphill. Spastic power downhill. Spastic power looks into the future. Spastic power shakes away the past. Shakes is not a disease. It's a psychological condition. Shakes are not just for houses. Shakes are not always chocolates. Shakes are not just shingles. Buy a spastic shake. CP means cerebral palsy, not Communist Party. Spastic can drink beer through a straw. Grow a beard for a spastic. A man once said the only good CP is a dead CP. Is that true? I'm a spastic, not a drug freak. Hitchhike with a spastic. Spastic power equals joy. Re-wop sit-saps. Walk a tightrope for a spastic. Laugh with a spastic. What's a spastic? I do not have muscular dystrophy. I'm a spastic. I'm a spastic and a man. Spastic power dislikes corners. To the back of the bus with a spastic. Spastic power means to be conspicuous. Spastic power is not a mistake. Spastic power is evil. And you know what evil spells backwards. Give a spastic a bath. Spastic power is joyous, hopeful, and insane. Get kicked out of a restaurant with a spastic. And that was by Arthur Honeyman. Is spastic power an irrational feeling? This is Michael McCusker. Joanne Rideout is engineer of this program. I end today's program with a letter to the Astorian newspaper, which appeared on March 11th. It was written by Ellen Fry. We are not helpless. Those of us terrified by this regime's lawless sprees and open defiance of the courts may feel helpless, but we are not. Marches and demonstrations are powerful. So are other actions. We can call our senators and members of Congress every day to thank them for their efforts and push them for more. We can use whatever artistic skills we have to spread news that the mainstream media won't cover. We can cancel subscriptions and join boycotts. We are the ones who can stop our country from sliding into autocracy. For those of you having second thoughts about your vote for the current Republican regime, join us. America is for everyone. And that was a letter to the Astorian by Ellen Fry. I end this program with another poem by Arthur Honeyman, who wrote, "Spastic power is an irrational feeling, but then so is love. Cripples forever. Only a decadent society will let them live without any ulterior motive. We're not even good enough for institutions. Throw us off cliffs. Forget constitutions. Society can't afford the taxes. Should be sharpening axes. Soon you won't need to be frantic or frenetic. Blonde perfection will be automatic, genetic. I apologize for my existence," quote unquote. What's that? Christian resistance? Now really, I mean realistically. Survival and cripples. Forget idealistically. This ain't real. It's surreal. But drooling, incoherent, shaking, spastic, writes a poem for the city club. Fantastic, iconoclastic, and culture, crippled little bloker, keeps on stoking, pushing, shoving, screaming, burning, funny little arms, joking, the one-liner, culture is a shriner. So we're making demands, though we don't deserve to live, expecting reprimands. Do you realize how many desperate cries sweep the nation, 'cause there ain't no transportation? And in your deepest dreams, no arms, no jobs, just screams and the retarded. Oops, I drooled. Now, in society, today, yesterday, tomorrow, cripples, don't make disturbing comment or ripples. I can tell this by the way you don't stare. Tain't fair, I swear, I swear, I swear to dare. Did you know there are black cripples, yellow cripples, red cripples, white cripples, mellow, lazy cripples, fat cripples, old cripples, cruel cripples. That's why they go to special school. Some of us shake, some crawl, don't do nothing but accept. Guess what? I got muscles. I got a bicep. How's that concept? Tell you what, I'm a cotton-picking rammer. So's Kocher, even Goldhammer. So the truth is across the bridge, on the other side. The revolution of the cripple is yet to be cried. It's evolution, and you, my friend, are helping the freak in its sporting trend. Each evolutionary freak may be the power of tomorrow, power to the cripple, power to the archetype, the limping hero. And that was by Arthur Honeyman, which he wrote in 1976, 200 years after the Declaration of Independence.
You've been listening to A Story Told on KMUN, featuring Michael McCusker, journalist, activist, former firefighter, and Vietnam veteran. Michael has been sharing essays and poetry on A Story Told since 1987. For 30 years, he published the North Coast Times-Eagle newspaper out of his home in Astoria, Oregon. Michael currently shares his work and the works of other authors from his home on the Central Oregon coast. Join us here next week for A Story Told.